all day.
Are we back?
And feeling good.
I have a question. So I listened to a Saturday morning show that it's brand new. They broadcast out of the TI.
What the fuck is a TI?
Treasure Island.
Out of Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Well, the dude that hosts it, he's from Ole Miss. So I was getting kind of regular updates on Ole Miss, Arkansas, until basically the show ended. And then they left me off. It was a fucking tight game the entire fucking game.
Yeah. No,
he was an Ole Miss guy. I'm getting damn near play-by, but he's doing a radio show.
Arkansas was up for a while, and then
Who won the goddamn game?
They let Ole Miss get back into it. And then it got down to basically who had the ball last, which was Arkansas. But Arkansas was down by 7. We scored. And then I'm not even angry. Pittman made the big dick call and said, we're going for fucking 2. We're either going to win this bitch or we're going home. Yep.
Did they make the fucking 2 or no?
Nope.
No.
We lost 52-51.
Damn.
That's not even the story of the fucking week. You see what Kentucky did?
I remember who it was.
It really doesn't matter. It's fucking Kentucky.
I know. I don't.
They're fucking undefeated.
I was just going to say, I think they're undefeated, right?
They are. They're undefeated. I don't know how, but.
Fuck you. See what A&M did?
Yeah.
Alabama?
Dude.
They're unranked.
Yeah.
They were unranked.
But did you see where Alabama dropped to?
What, 2?
No, it's like 6.
Fuck off.
They didn't even drop out of the top 10.
Get the fuck out of here.
They're the fucking USC. They're the current day USC.
Fucking UTSA is undefeated also, and they doubt they break the top 25? Conference USA?
No, they won't. But A&M did get back into the top 25.
Oh, you better.
They're 21.
When you beat the number one team in the fucking country.
They jumped back in. They're ranked 21. Arkansas dropped to like 17, I think. Oklahoma should have dropped, and they didn't.
Where's Ole Miss?
13.
Really?
Well, Ole Miss wasn't. They were, I think, 17, and we were 13.
Oh, so you basically just switched spots.
Yeah, we swapped spots. But that Texas-Oklahoma game was a good one, too.
Dude, it was a boat race. Texas was boat racing, and while this radio show was going on, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, Texas is going to run away with it. I'm gone Twitter later that day. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, you came back and won the goddamn game.
Yeah.
They were down 3 fucking touchdowns.
Yep. Prevent.
Jesus.
That's all that was.
Well, clearly,
they went
Oklahoma can't stop a goddamn sieve. I mean, Jesus.
Well, no. But that's the other thing about it. It's like, I mean, do you really want to come over to the SEC? I'm asking these questions.
Congratulations.
Yeah. But Kentucky beat LSU 42-21.
Damn.
I wasn't expecting that.
No.
No.
No, I mean, given, you know, Kentucky is ranked, LSU isn't, but
it's Kentucky.
Did you see what TCU did to Texas Tech?
No.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was another ass whooping. 52
what?
To 31.
Damn.
TCU's not even very good.
Apparently Texas Tech isn't
either. That must be a shit show.
Oh,
where's
bad.
Bill Chandler at now, motherfucker? Where's Dustin?
No, neither one of them have said anything about anything.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because the Raiders got beat.
Oh, fuck.
And then the Red Raiders just went off the fucking deep end. Like, they're not even.
They got beat by the worst offensive line in the NFL. Congratulations.
They went radio.
They got beat by a quarterback that threw for 111 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Threw for 111 yards.
Did y'all win yesterday?
That's who the Raiders lost to.
No, Justin Fields, man. I think he might be the real deal.
Dude,
I saw Dalton in pads, and Dalton was on the sidelines. And y'all have said more than once that Dalton is the starting quarterback when he's healthy. Have they finally made that transition?
Not only has Nagy given up on that, he released he's not even calling plays anymore. He's given that over to the OC. Thank God.
Thank God.
Because they weren't playing that fucking Andy Reid shit.
Nagy's
but
fucking shit.
Dude, you got to. They got to figure out.
We got to get rid of Pat Shurmur. That's what we got to do in Denver.
Dude, we have to have an all. I don't. Go to goddamn Home Depot, Get the biggest goddamn Mexicans you can find and get them on the goddamn O-line because there is no fucking offensive line in Chicago. They got to bring in two tight end sets to cover that, to just keep him safe.
Go to the Home Depot in, like, Hawaii. Maybe you can find some big Samoans.
Samoans, yeah. I don't care.
Find
somebody.
Some big dudes, man.
Find somebody. That offensive line is bad.
Go find you a Kiwi. Go get you some of those Kiwis from the All Blacks. Those are some big motherfuckers, and they at least play rugby. I mean, they understand, you know.
Tackle
and ball.
It's weird.
don't
because
give away the ball and tackle the motherfucker carrying it.
It's weird because Fields, the week before, he threw five deep balls for like 20-plus yards or more and was 5 for 5.
No, dude's got an arm.
He's got a fucking cannon for an arm, and he's pretty goddamn accurate. The problem, again, is that if you can't protect him, you're just going you're gonna get him hurt.
Yeah.
And then you're going to blow his confidence, all that shit.
And, you know, that's kind of what I was
saying.
They have
to address the offensive line.
That's what I was saying about, you know, apparently that's the thing with Teddy Bridgewater. Hey, Bridgewater, when he was in Minnesota and when he was in Carolina, he was running
stud.
For his fucking life.
He was a stud in Minnesota.
But he's running for his fucking life.
He was really good.
And then
good.
He got to Denver, and Denver, there was a couple times, like, all right, he's getting a little too motherfucking comfortable.
Right.
He sat back there for 8-10 seconds.
Oh, what the fuck?
Like, dude, you got to make a decision. Throw the ball, run with it.
Something.
Fuck, I don't know. Take sit it on in. It, lay a fucking egg. I don't
have
care.
Have you watched Denver?
Yeah.
Can he run after that fucking leg injury?
Oh, yeah, no. Teddy can still run.
He damn near lost his leg.
He ran a couple times on Sunday.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He ran a couple times on Sunday. He took a lick to his fucking knee, and he popped right back up. I think he's right as rain.
That was a really, really bad injury.
At the same time, you know, you don't want him doing that shit.
Right.
I personally hate running quarterbacks. I don't fucking want one. The last great running quarterback was Randall Cunningham, in my personal opinion.
Michael Vick.
Yeah, fuck that dude.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He talked too much shit, and Simeon Rice made him fucking eat his words. that's all I remember was
the great Simeon Rice. I might
Simeon
add.
Is not. That's a dude right there.
Well,
that's
an Illinois guy right there, baby.
That's a beast of a man. Dude, anybody who's 6'4", 350 pounds and runs a 4.240.
Yeah, good luck.
That's a fucking freight train. That's a fucking freight train.
Hope that works out for you.
That dude hits you, you're dead. Well,
I would
us,
be.
Us. We're, I'm going to be dead, too.
I'm like, Jesus, that's over three of me.
I'm 5'9", 185 pounds. He hits me. He's not even going to know that he hit me. He's
nope.
just going to be running and be like, what the fuck was that?
That was a speed bump?
Yeah.
Hey, no.
I would be the one you'd see flying across the arena.
Yeah, no, I don't know how far I would fly, but I probably would get air. Buff is the last guy, and given when – Buff was 4 years older than me, so I never had to play him in actual football, but I'd play every once in a while in Sandlot. And he's like a big brother to me, so he was never out to fucking hurt me. But I'll never forget it, dude. We were playing fucking football. My brother hit me, and then I bounced into Paul. It was either Paul or Shane. And then I bounced off of Shane, and I hit Buff. And Buff just kind of, like, just pushed me down. At that point, I was like a little ping pong ball. But I got a touchdown.
Hey,
but I was like, ding, 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 ding. Buff's a big dude. When I hit that guy, there was no moving forward. It was just wherever he placed me, which was, hey, he did a good job. He didn't hurt me none.
You say it's like when people walk up and just pick me up like it's nothing.
Well, like, it is nothing.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, given when I was working out with Daniel, I could probably pick you up with one arm.
Probably.
Dude, she's 90 pounds.
Come yeah. On. Yeah, I could actually do an incline press with you.
Yeah.
On one arm.
Yeah.
I know, that's enough.
I can't anymore. I lost all that shit.
I need Indianapolis tonight. I did not expect the Bills to go into Arrowhead.
Dude,
and beat the living shit out of them. I think
that jinx is real these days.
I think Kansas City's in really big trouble.
Kansas City's shit.
They're defensively, they're in really big trouble.
They're trash.
They're in big trouble.
Hey, everybody coming into this season, everybody's
that
like, they're the biggest, best team. Best
they were
team in the league.
At
best team in the
Arrowhead.
League.
That's the thing. That was the only reason I took I took Kansas City. I'm like, it's at the loudest goddamn stadium in the NFL.
Next,
get the fuck out of it. Well, against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And that was an ass beating. That wasn't a close game. No. That was an ass kicking. They're in trouble.
The Bills and aren't the a Bills, joke either, though. The Bills ain't no joke.
The Bills might be going to the AFC Championship game. I'll tell you that right now. If you can roll into fucking Arrowhead and pull that shit off.
I think they'll be going in, and I honestly think they're going to be playing the Chargers.
Chargers are no fucking joke, too.
And I think
Jesus
it's going to be
Christ.
The Chargers and the Bucks in the Super Bowl. And I think Brady fucking schools that ass.
Come on. Get out of here.
Okay, for the chick that doesn't football, do the Browns still exist?
Oh, yeah.
They're
the Browns
fucking,
are fucking
good.
Ass right
they're
now.
Good.
Really?
I never thought in my entire lifetime that the Browns would ever be good.
I'm right there with them.
They're fucking good.
They're fucking fantastic. Now, okay. Baker Mayfield's got a problem with his. Joke, though. He's got a torn labrum on his non-throwing shoulder. The problem is, it's still a torn fucking labrum.
Yeah.
It's fuck,
still,
dude.
You still got to deal with it, yeah.
Throw the ball. You're still using that part of the body.
Oh, yeah.
So he's trying to fight through that. But if he wasn't hurt, dude, they'd be legit.
Wow. Yeah. They're a good team. They got a good pass game. They got a good run game. Their defense is stout.
Miles Garrett. I mean, come on, bro.
Their defense is stout. It's a good fucking
team. It's a good fucking team.
I just never hear them mentioned, so I was like,
because nobody wants
exist?
To talk about the fucking Browns.
Yeah, no one wants to talk about it.
Because all the dog pound.
Fuck you, man. Cincinnati's fucking legit, too.
The dog pound, though, they've been waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Since the inception of football.
Yes.
For this team to be good.
Since Jim Brown.
And it's finally at a point where they're decent.
Yep.
They're not sucky.
Oh, they're.
No,
they're,
no. They're in the, they're going to be.
They
the
would
mix.
Destroy Chicago right now. I'll tell you that right fucking now.
The Browns will be in the playoffs.
100%.
Okay.
All day long. 100%. Fair.
100%.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that. Dude, Cincinnati gave Green Bay everything it fucking wanted.
Well, Green Bay's not all that great anyway, in my personal opinion.
No, their
I don't
defense
think,
sucks, but it's still Aaron fucking Rodgers.
It's still Aaron Rodgers. What I'm really surprised at, and I want to say we said this shit on the fucking podcast, J.J. Watt left fucking Houston because he wanted a shot at a fucking Super Bowl. I almost said national championship, but he wanted a shot at a Super Bowl,
and he went to
the Cardinals. And I was like, look, bro, hold on, time out. You said you wanted a shot,
dude,
at a ring, and you went to the fucking Cardinals?
I will say this
what
right
the
now.
Fuck? That team's legit.
I will say this right now. I said it on the podcast. I did not believe in Kyler Murray. Nope. I'm eating my words right now. That
Kyler Murray's turned
fucking
out to
dude,
be
that
fucking,
dude is legit.
He's figured
they
shit out.
They're unbeaten.
Yeah, they're undefeated.
How many undefeated teams are there?
No, I don't fucking know. I haven't looked. Everybody in,
I think they're
everybody
rich.
In the AFC has at least one loss. AFC West, sorry.
How many weeks has football been?
Five.
Five? Okay. Yeah.
Well,
this is week five with Monday Night Football tonight.
Yeah.
So dude, they haven't lost the goddamn game yet.
No. I don't think the Bills have either, though.
No, Bills have.
Who'd they lose to?
It was somebody they shouldn't have lost to.
Let's just look this shit up real quick.
It was somebody they shouldn't have lost to. Somewhere. It was something stupid like Miami or...
Miami.
It was something
Miami's
stupid.
Miami's not a horrible fucking team.
No, they're fucking
it
horrible.
It seems like everybody's like mediocre right now.
Everybody is. Everybody's hurt like a motherfucker. Everybody, injury. Everybody's hurt right now.
No, Bills are... Yeah, Bills are 4-1.
They lost to somebody that they shouldn't have lost to. I remember that.
Let's see.
Everybody's like, what the fuck?
Fucking Cowboys are fucking 4-1.
They're fucking legit.
Yeah, Cardinals are the only undefeated team. Everybody else is 4-1.
Yep.
Damn.
Well, leaders. All the other leaders are 4-1, except for the Titans. Titans are 3-2. Ravens are 3-1. But if depending on how
the only
shit
loss
works out
that
tonight,
the Ravens have is to fucking Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's the only loss they have.
And Vegas just lost to, like...
The worst fucking goddamn NFC team on the planet.
Well, the Jets, but...
The Jets NFC?
No, they're AFC. Sorry. Giants would probably be the... No, Lions. Lions are taken back over as the worst.
Yeah, they're still bad. They're still the Giants. The they're still the Detroit, dude. Come on.
The Lions are still, like, the worst fucking...
The Lions. Team. I mean, come on. I thought Dan Campbell would make a change there, too. I thought he would.
I thought he would, too.
I honest to God, I thought that dude was the right guy for the right job. And you know what? It's his first fucking year. So,
yeah,
I mean,
it's still
come on.
Panning out. I mean, here's the thing when it comes to coaches, you can't just fire a fucking coach year one.
Right. You got to
give him time to
He has to build a culture, you know? Yeah, he has to build something.
First off, he's got to change that culture.
Right.
And
that's the hard
team.
Part.
He's got to turn that whole culture around, and then he's got to figure out who can actually play and who can't.
Yeah.
And maybe possibly, I mean, Detroit, it's a big city, holds some open tryouts, maybe find that fucking diamond in the rough and then make a movie about him 30 years later.
The grocery store bagger, you never know.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg is always looking for a new role, some shit he can play.
Aren't they coming up with a fucking movie about Kurt Warner?
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm positive this is happening.
Is Mark Wahlberg going to play Kurt Warner? Yeah. Are you sure? You know who they should get to play Kurt Warner, honestly? The guy from fucking Quantum Leap.
Oh,
I can't never remember his fucking name.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. He beat cancer.
Well, yeah.
He's a cancer survivor.
And he already acted in Necessary Roughness. So, I mean, he's got
He wasn't just Quantum
set.
Leap. Fuck me.
Oh, he's played in a lot of shit. He's an NCIS.
A-team? Might have been on the A-team back in the day.
No. It was Quantum Leap. He was all Quantum Leap back then when the A-team was on.
Scott Bakula?
No.
Oh, you're close, though.
But he played Necessary Roughness, so he's already thrown a football, played a quarterback in a movie. So, I mean, it's not a far-fetched deal. He's playing NCIS Los New Orleans right now. He's the main character in New Orleans.
I don't watch that shit.
I don't either, but I know that he's on it right now. I can't never remember the guy's name. Dude, but Quantum Leap, I wish they'd bring that fucking shit back. That was hilarious. That was a good fucking show.
I never watched Quantum Leap for some reason.
Really?
Really? Yeah. I did.
You watched MASH, though, didn't you?
Of course. You had three fucking channels. Of course you're watching MASH. Who didn't watch MASH? There were three options.
What was the guy's name that was the cross-dresser in MASH? Is it it wasn't Radar. Rigger?
It was Scott Bakula in Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
Was it Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's also from Necessary Reference. Yes, that's the right guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I pulled that out of my ass.
Was he not? Is he not on the A-team? I thought for sure
he
was on the A-team.
No, he wasn't on the A-team.
Huh.
You're thinking of, not Murdoch, you're thinking of...
Oh, you're right. I know. Yeah. We're on the same wavelength.
He is on NCIS.
Yeah.
It wasn't Radar, it was...
Rigger? Was it Rigger?
No. He was the nurse.
The guy that was the cross-dresser.
Yes, he was always trying to Section 8.
Yeah, it's all. Yeah, he wanted to fuck out.
It wasn't Kramer, was it?
No. That's Seinfeld.
Klinger?
Klinger.
Klinger.
Klinger. It was Klinger.
Klinger. Yes. Yeah. Carry for the win. Jesus Christ.
The one that doesn't know actors, music, or anything else.
Or football.
Every once in a while. Every once
Is
in a while.
Is Cleveland any
shit.
Good?
Fucking Cleveland. Let's get Klinger in Cleveland.
Like, do they still have a team? I don't know.
They got rid of him for a while. I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck Washington's going to be. Are they going that? Because they're not going to stay the Washington football team. They're saying that they got a name.
What?
If so, there's ways you can look at this as who buys domains.
Yeah, there's right. That one guy that bought a whole bunch of shit because he
right.
Hates John Snyder.
Right.
Whatever Snyder's first name is.
I think it's Dan.
Dan Snyder. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know.
What about the fucking Indians? Are the Indians going to have to give up the Guardians? Because, I mean, that's a legitimate fucking roller derby team in Cleveland.
No, is it?
Yeah. They changed their website and started selling all kinds of fucking merchandise.
Get it, Knicks. Get that fly.
Like, the second that the Cleveland Indians said, we're going to change our name to the Cleveland Guardians, they were like, we already own that, so go fuck yourself. Yep. They own the domains and everything. They started selling all their own fucking merchandise because
Really? Everybody
was going to the Cleveland Guardians to buy shit.
Oh, damn.
But the
Do you know
baseball
what that,
team doesn't own the rights to that shit.
Do you know what that's from?
They were trying to do the Guardians of the Galaxy kind of deal.
Nope.
Right?
It's a bridge in Cleveland that has these two giant fucking
gargoyles
statues of essentially they're called the Guardians of the city, essentially.
Okay.
The Guardians of the city. So as you enter Cleveland, you see these two giant, as you go through the bridge, these two giant statues, that's what that name comes from.
Okay.
It's actually pretty cool. I was kind of okay behind it once I figured out what the fuck they were talking about. I'm like, okay. I was like you. I was like, they're going Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm like, no, it's a legit thing, a historic thing in Cleveland.
That's actually not bad.
It was pretty cool. Yeah.
So what are they going to do with Washington? Just call them the Washington garbage? The Washington lobbyists?
I've seen Red Hogs, which I thought was pretty good because it's good. Pay homage to the old hogs back in the day.
Yeah, that's cool and all, but you're going to have to pay fucking a lot of money to Arkansas.
Yeah, well, you know.
We're the Red Hogs. You're the Razorbacks, even though your hog is red. And, yeah, no, that's probably not going to go anymore.
I thought Red Hogs was pretty good.
Washington should just call themselves the Washington Swamp. Go full on offensive. Just
they're really not that bad either. That's the thing.
They're not horrible. They're not going to go anywhere this year.
They're a 500 team.
They're not going anywhere this year. I don't even think they make it to the playoffs, to be
honest. They're a 500. No, they're not making it. Not with Dallas in that fucking division, fuck's sakes.
As long as Dallas can continue to play with.
Dallas is going to destroy that shit. That
dude, if Ezekiel Elliott keeps running, we're good. There's no we in this. Dallas is good.
They brought in Dan Quinn as their defensive coordinator, and I'm telling you, defensively, that's where they made big change. It's fucking
Dan Quinn
massive.
He's legit.
He's a legit dude.
Yeah.
I'm really concerned because I'm anti all things Texas. Right? So who am I afraid of? Who's my favorite college football team? Whoever's playing UT.
Well, I mean.
Who's my favorite NFL team? Who's playing the Cowboys? Problem is, the Cowboys are really fucking good.
What about the fucking Houston Texans? I mean,
if Tyrod Taylor comes back, they've got a shot. But
they need Tyrod.
They're not doing shit without Tyrod Taylor.
Mills is looking
that
better.
That dude is a goddamn high school fucking quarterback.
He's a greenhorn.
That's for sure. He's horrible.
But, I mean, what do you expect?
Dude. Why wouldn't you call Jay Cutler at that point? Call somebody that can at least throw the fucking ball.
Jay's lazy and doesn't want to play fucking football no more.
He's got his own podcast now called Uncut.
Well, yeah, I'm sure, but I doubt he really wants to go out there and play fucking football again.
Why would you want to keep getting hit over and over and over?
When you've already made your money.
Yeah.
If I was rich, I wouldn't be working.
And you got half of your ex-wife's business.
Yeah.
He was on...
I mean, he's making the shit ton. Like,
I think he was on Theo's podcast this past weekend.
Hundred millions of dollars a year.
And I'm pretty sure he's like, well, you never say never. You know, that kind of thing.
Now look here, Brett Favre.
So if
calm down.
If the offer was right, I'm pretty sure he'd come back. But you'd have to pay a shitload of fucking money.
Which I don't understand because, I mean, in all honesty, he never won anything.
You can't tell me he didn't have a cannon for an arm.
Oh, he would try and throw a fucking strawberry through a battleship.
There's five guys covering him? I can thread that needle. Yeah, no.
And he did a couple times.
A lot of times. He's the best quarterback Chicago's seen forever.
He didn't do much good for us in Denver, but I'm not saying that he's a horrible quarterback because of that, because dude, there's a lot of guys that get in there and they play that position and it's just the wrong time. He had no offensive line.
No, that dude had no offense.
When he was in Denver, he was going to say Hutt and you're going to get murdered. It was smear the queer and you were the dude with the ball. Sorry. We had no offensive line. We couldn't get him any protection. They're like, we'll send him to Chicago for whatever fucking reason.
Had no offensive line in Chicago.
And then he gets to Chicago, and he's like, well, shit ain't fucking changed.
This ain't no better.
Now,
I'm
you
out.
Still got your fucking semi-psychotic fucking wide receiver when you got to fucking Chicago, but, you know, whatever.
It happens.
Dude, I'm kind of curious what fucking Texans are going to do with touchy-feely.
Who?
They're
Deshaun Watson.
Their quarterback that wants to put his penis on everybody.
What would you do in that situation? I mean, let's say you're the Dolphins or Jesus Christ, you're on the Texans. Why wouldn't you just play him?
If I was the owner of the Texans,
why are you keeping? You're using a roster spot for this.
He would be playing if I was.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, until the NFL says fuck no, fuck you, he's playing.
He's playing.
Why aren't you playing then, motherfucker?
Because I'm not just handing him $10 million a fucking year to sit at home and jerk off.
That's
into
what I'm like. What the fuck are we doing here?
Or to bring another fucking Instagram
at this point
hooker over and try and put his peter on her too? I ain't got time for this shit.
Who's trading? This is what I've heard. I've heard they want 3 first round picks for this motherfucker. This motherfucker ain't getting 3 first round picks, bruh.
No.
I don't give a fuck who you are.
You should be playing him right now.
Right now.
Because at the end of the day, if he gets convicted, he ain't playing for nobody.
Yeah. This is all civil. None of this is criminal.
But it doesn't
matter.
He
has no criminal charges against him. It's all civil.
In the court of public fucking opinion, if he gets convicted on just one charge, civil or not, he'll never play.
Never going to that.
He'll never play football again in the
NFL. It's never going to that. That's all
that.
I get to say.
You say that.
This is all fucking goddamn lawyers. Fucking sharks, dude. That's all it is. It's all fucking
22 fucking women that came forward.
It's more than that.
Well, regardless.
And I'm just saying.
He'll never play football again. Texans should have just tried to pawn him off. If they weren't going to play him, if he was just never going to play again for them, they should have just punted him somewhere. Free up the cap space, free up the roster spot, do
it's
something.
So yeah. Bizarro to me.
And now you're just going to keep paying
it's
him?
It's fucking bonkos.
Sit,
I'm like, this is you're dumb. Taking up a roster spot and he's not playing.
Yeah.
That's something. Go get it.
And he's the best quarterback on your fucking team.
I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Put him in. Let him play.
Makes no sense.
Well, then we got to deal. No, hey, look.
I don't give a fuck.
It's either court of public opinion or it's court of fucking public opinion. You deal with it now, you deal with it later. Let the motherfucker play.
It's retarded.
And if Michael Vick goes to fucking prove anything, that fucking piece of shit still gets paid by all the major networks, ESPN as a fucking analyst. He's a fucking commentator, and nobody has any problems with him making his fucking money.
He
was murdering fucking dogs.
He's the only quarterback to have 2 $100 million contracts.
Yeah.
One with Atlanta, one with Philadelphia. That guy had 2 $100 million contracts.
And you know why he got out of fucking prison? 100% based on the fact that his debt.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
He was like, I'm so in debt. And the court was just like, can you show us on paper how you would pay off all your debt if you could get out of fucking prison? And he's like,
I'm a fucking wife.
Here's Philly that's going to give me a $100 million contract. Right. And here's ESPN that's going to pay me out of the fucking wazoo.
Fuck.
Because nobody cares the fact that I'm murdering dogs and being a fucking piece of shit. An utter piece of trash.
They're still gonna
and people want to talk about fucking Bauer. Like, dude, Bauer is like, he's a weird fucking guy. Don't get me fucking wrong. That's a weird dude. He's got some weird shit, but he throws fucking hard and he's a good fucking pitcher. Yeah, now he has a girlfriend that's like, well, he fucking forced sex on me or whatever the fuck the case is. But
read more into that, dude. So
I'm not saying that he's a good fucking guy. I'm just saying that.
All I'm saying is that was. She went back a second time. Went through it the first time. She's like, oh, fuck yes, I want that again. And now is saying, oh, you go back a second time and now that's too much?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, they were having consensual sex. They were having a relationship.
There's text messages to prove this. That dude's getting fucking framed. I'm telling you right now.
But it is what it is. Garrett Cole,
now again,
that's a fucking piece of shit. Fuck you. That
I'm not,
dude
I'm not
ever fucking came anywhere near me, I would fucking punch him in the face. That dude had a 4.0 ERA. Comes to Houston. Figures out what some of that stick'em shit is. Goes down to a 2 ERA.
Jesus
which is
Christ.
Phenomenally low for any pitcher. Then he wants to talk shit about people cheating. And then he's at the Yankees. The most notorious cheating-ass fucking team on the entire fucking planet. You've been caught cheating more times than any other team ever. You have spent almost...
How'd that work out for the Yankees?
You spent almost They've spent almost $4 trillion fucking dollars on their roster salary since fucking like 2000.
Jesus.
And you have never won a fucking World Series in that time frame. You could blame it on whatever the fuck you want to. And Garrett Cole lost fucking Houston in the fucking World Series. Like, that dude is fucking trash. You can't handle the fucking pressure. Your fucking arm is shit.
Wasn't that how they got eliminated?
Yeah, that's exactly how we got eliminated. Yeah. Fucking Garrett fucking Cole, Garrett Cole is fucking there. Useless yeah. piece of shit. And he wants to fucking bully people and talk fucking shit. Man, do your thing, boo-boo, but...
Well, let's get to it. I'm afraid we may have missed one hell of a fight.
I did not watch that fight because I was not staying up until midnight. I'm old.
That's here's the other thing.
I'm old.
It went to the 11th round.
Yeah, which means that fight was still going on at 1:30.
1:30? 1:45? I'm like, Jesus Christ, bro. There's like no 11. Chance I'm staying up for that.
I mean, it's 3-minute rounds, so.
Dude. Let's there see. Were five knockdowns.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
Fury has never been knocked down twice in one round ever in
and
his professional career.
And he got up.
And he still fucking got up in the fourth round.
And got to the 11th round and put that shit to bed.
So what? I did a little bit of research on this.
Did you watch the highlights?
No. I've not seen any of it, but I've read a lot online, and then I called Omar, or actually Omar called me before we did this today, because I was trying to get him on. You know, Fury's 6'9", and weighed in at 277 pounds.
Yep.
So, at the time of the fight, you think he's still 277 pounds?
No.
Fuck no.
He's probably 190.
290. 295, somewhere in that area.
Yeah. Once you rehydrate, get some food in you. But you got to be careful with that shit. I mean, when you're fucking cutting, you can't just sit there and walk into a fucking fight fat as fuck. There was a Mexican fighter that did that shit. I can't remember the guy's name, but he ended up losing because he just went and gorged himself.
Your body can't handle it.
Andy Ruiz, but whatever.
There you go.
So.
But no, you can't.
From what I've been told, what I understand is that basically, so Wilder's got one thing. He's a one-trick pony, really. He's like, kind of like a Tommy Hearns. He's got a right hand that if he hits you cleanly with that right hand,
night-night.
Good fucking luck. Good luck. Got hit with the right hand in the fourth round, went down. Omar said the first hit hurt him. The second hit, he more like pushed him down. It wasn't so much of a hit as much of a push.
Kind of mushed him.
Right. And then Wilder never followed up with it. And fucking Fury's just putting all this weight on his... He'd wrap him up, put his arm around his fucking neck, weigh him down, and force all his weight on Wilder. And that's how he wore him down.
I don't doubt that at all. And I did read
a lot. Well, that's exactly how the second fight was, pretty much.
And I saw a lot of people talking about that. It was like a whole lot of Tyson Fury just laying on him, just leaning on him the whole fucking time, just weighing him down. And
so here's the thing. The CompuStat? Yep. CompuStats were like Fury's hard punches were 150 to 75 to Wilder.
His jabs were like 150.
The jabs were like 49 to 9. Well, Deontay Wilder doesn't know how to throw a jab. He's not a boxer. He's a fucking merc. I'm going to catch you with my right hand and you're going down. He's not really a technical boxer. He's more of a fucking brawler. He's just like a Tommy Hearns. Trust me. That's not going to last. You just can't do it. Fury's a professional fucking boxer. That dude has footwork. He
boxes really weird, but it's because he's so big.
And unconventional, for sure. Unconventional. But I'm here to tell you, fuck that. I wasn't a Fury guy, but after this, fuck you. Good luck to whoever wants to take that motherfucker on. That's all I'm saying. No one's not. Anthony Joshua.
Anthony Joshua
just fucked up and fucking lost to Pusick.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, they're already going to have a rematch of Joshua Pusick. And Pusick's no fucking joke. I mean, he's also a boxer, but yeah, so is Anthony Joshua. But
so even if Pusick wins, I mean, Pusick has no shot. I say he doesn't have a shot. Every boxer's got a shot.
I don't know, man. Tyson Fury is 6'9".
You get that hand in there.
He's 6'9".
Yeah.
In the ring, he's close to 300 fucking pounds. Good luck knocking that motherfucker out. How much?
All right.
You know what kind of power it would take to knock that guy out?
I would take Tyson right now.
Not a chance.
I'd take Tyson right now.
Not a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Not a chance.
All day long.
No.
I'd take him. I'd take him right now. I'd bet $500 on him in fucking Vegas right now.
I'd bet you your house on it. No fucking way.
Nah.
Dude, Tyson's what, 5'10", 5'11"?
And been beating motherfuckers way over his height and way over his weight for a very long
time. Tyson Fury's 6'9".
Okay.
It's never
Tyson Fury has never caught a fucking right hook from Mike Tyson in his fucking ribs or an uppercut into a solar plex. I mean, Tyson's not got, he's not going to get to his fucking face, but Tyson, Mike, whenever he was coming up, he was fighting everybody that was 6'6", 6'5", 6'7". And he was always 5'10". He's the short dude in the ring, but he's that motherfucking brick. Like, he's coming in with a quickness. If he trained hard and he trained right, I think he could fucking beat him.
Not a chance in hell. I'll tell you that right
think he could.
Fucking now. Not a chance in hell. Not a chance in hell. Not Tyson Fury.
I think he could.
I'm hoping they make a Fury-Wilder fight. But again now we
another one? A fucking fourth one?
No. Joshua fight. That's what needs to happen. Anthony Joshua, Tyson Fury. That's what needs to happen. But
he's already
lost. Joshua's got to get past fucking Pusick again. Good luck. And Joshua has this thing where he can't get to fucking Tyson Fury yet because he's dealing with Deontay Wilder. So he takes these one-off fights. First it was Andy Ruiz. He lost. Had to come back and beat the fuck out of Andy and beat him easily, Andy Ruiz. Now he just lost to Pusick. I don't think Pusick's going to be as easy as Andy Ruiz to beat. Pusick's a fucking beast, dude. That dude, he's a technician. Good luck. We may not get that. I don't know. Everybody wants Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, and I'm not sure we're going to see it. And that sucks.
It might suck, man. But, I mean, what are you going to do, right? I mean, some of these fights are just not going to fucking happen. Because, one, let's be honest, the promoters are going to do what they got to do to make money, and they don't really give a fuck about the best fighter fighting the best fighter.
It's all about money.
It's just what they can stick in the fucking ring and make fucking cash flow. I mean, Treasure Troll fucked up all of it.
Yep.
He really fucked up boxing in general. And now you have all these fucking Paul kids doing all this stupid shit. And I'm just like,
well, that's retarded.
I'm not even giving money to the professionals anymore. I will not buy a professional boxing match at my house ever again until they're done putting that shit on.
I would have bought this one.
No.
If it wasn't on so fucking late. I'm like, dude, Jesus Christ. They're not taking the ring till fucking midnight. It goes to the 11th round. It's 1:30, 1:45 in the fucking morning. Fuck you, dude.
Dude,
I'm
we
old.
We can't even stay up till midnight for
dude,
New Year's
Eve. Dude, I'm not doing that.
No. Have the fight 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. Let's do this shit.
Yep.
Do it 8 o'clock on a Sunday. It's fucking Super Bowl. Here we go.
You're not going to compete against the NFL. I mean, come on.
You might not be able to compete against the NFL because you just keep putting all this garbage in the fucking ring. You put good fucking dudes in the ring, you're not competing with the Super Bowl, but what I'm saying is you put those bitches on at fucking 8 o'clock on a fucking Sunday or
a Saturday. 8
o'clock on a Saturday.
8 o'clock on a Saturday.
People can actually stay up late and not have to go to work the next day.
Even as a fighter, who the fuck wants to get up at midnight? Yeah. Who wants to be awake at midnight to have a fight?
Yeah.
It's not midnight when they're fighting. It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, but still.
But based
depends
on where they're at.
Right. Usually it's Vegas, right?
But if they're East Coast or some crap, To them, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Rarely on the East Coast.
Well, rarely the fight is happening on the East Coast.
Right. Now.
But if the fighter's but from the East Coast, yeah. That's 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'm born and raised. I live in the Bronx, and all of a sudden I got to go to fucking Vegas and have a fight at 10 o'clock at night. That's midnight for me. That's jet lag.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you spend five months training in Vegas at that point in time.
Yeah. But that's still.
But you got to give it up for Fury, man. He weathered the storm, went down twice in the fourth round, came back, knocked him out in the 11th. I'm sorry, that dude's fantastic.
Dude, and looking at the actual pictures from the last round, that dude got knocked the fuck out.
Oh, he did.
That wasn't a TKO. He got knocked out. Even though it's still freaking recorded as a TKO because it was the third time he got knocked down that round. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that was a knockout. You just should have left that as a KO, but okay.
Yeah, you got to give it up to him for sure. And I hate to say it, but he's such an unorthodox fighter. He's so herky-jerky with his motion. It drives me insane watching him.
Dude, his defense is just like, what the
dog? His head movement's insane.
Oh, he's great.
Dude, his head movement is insane.
His bob and weave is definitely on point.
It's fantastic.
Look at your little baby girl.
You can tell her eyes are a little more like, who's around? What's up?
She's definitely getting a lot more aware of everything.
Like, who are these crazy people in my house?
Hold her head up yet or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, iffy.
I mean, she's not going to, like, pop her head up and just go run around the room, but.
Well, no.
She's, like Amber said, she's kind of a little bobblehead, but.
She's still cute.
I'm still waiting on Mama's receding hairline to grow in, but never. We'll see how that works. Never. Poor child is going to be wearing bangs until
cows come home. Is that why you wear bangs? I would have never
picked that. Never would have called that.
Oh, yeah. No teeth and five head.
Oh, my God. Never would have called that. She's like, oh, I just want to lean at dad, bruh. Figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
She's still getting so big. Every time we come over, she's getting bigger.
Oh, yeah.
It's like twice the size every single time.
Dude, I'm liking this weather.
Oh,
yeah, this is horrible. I hate it.
Killing me.
What? Hate it.
Dude. We can actually sit out here and just enjoy the fucking evening.
For a reason.
What's wrong with you? This is nice. This is nice.
That's fine. This is nice. The problem is that this is nice, and it's what, October what?
10th, 11th.
We always get a cold snap before Halloween.
I don't know, dude.
And then it warms back up, and then Thanksgiving hits, and it's like 90.
Bro.
And then we get a cold snap, and then Christmas shows up.
I'm telling you, if February shows around, and we get a snow apocalypse, I'm living at your house. I'm just telling you that right now.
Canada needs to keep their crap. I don't want
that again. I'm done with this, bro.
Oh, well,
I don't want 4 days without power again. And then, oh, congratulations, you now have warmth and you have no water.
The ice caps are flipping. No, not really, but.
That's kind of how it felt.
Well, they're melting for sure.
I don't know about all that either.
Oh, 100%.
Hey, goochie, goochie, goo. Goochie, goochie, goo.
The world should be afraid.
This chick is like, dude, what are we doing?
She's just sitting there chilling.
There's a mini.
She's awesome, yo. She really is.
Yeah, she is. I can't believe y'all made that.
Well, I mean, it was just a fun night, honestly. I mean...
That's kind of awesome. Yep.
I have the audio of this. I might clip that myself.
It was just a fun night, really.
So that's Mama just dropping the kid off saying, hey, your turn.
Yep.
That's all that was.
What are you doing down there?
She's going to eat your finger.
All right, who you got tonight? Indianapolis, Baltimore.
In Indy?
I think it is.
If it's in Indy, I'm going to take Indy.
I've got Indy all day long. I think Baltimore's too beat up. I hope so. God damn it.
Is that because of Denver?
I believe so. Dude, Denver's defense is still... Dude,
Surtain is really
legit.
Yeah, he's legit. He looks back at the ball. That is a rarity among corners right now. Most corners
if
still
you can
don't
help
look back.
Teddy Bridgewater up just a little bit. Help him out just a little bit. You might have a shot at something. You might have a shot at the playoffs. I think Las Vegas is going down.
I don't think Denver's going to be in the playoffs. That's I don't think we will.
I think you have a shot. Damn it, that's right. You're in the Chargers division.
I mean,
good luck with the Chargers, Brett.
Chargers are going to go. I mean, we might have a shot at a wild card, but we're not going to win the division.
No, not even a chance.
Not unless, Von Miller starts playing every play and just decides to completely fuck up every quarterback he sees.
He's too old for that.
Come I know. On. I know
He's
he
too
is.
Old for that
I know he is. Von Miller, we do love you, though. That dude's a beast.
Who are you facing next week?
Him and Khalil Mack.
Fuck,
both.
I think you're facing Vegas next week.
Probably. Time for that showdown to go down. Well, let's go eat some dinner.
Done. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week.
It's time for food. We gotta eat.
Food. Oops. Fuck out of here.
Like the new ashtrays?
Lovely new ashtrays.